help of a different kind. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, God says, I will make him an helpmeet for him. Sometimes a husband can be discouraged in his ministry by what he considers to be his inadequate wife. After all, he laments, she doesn't qualify as a helper. Perhaps this is true. In some cases, this situation results from a man having acted rashly and not taking the time to have noted this deficiency prior to his taking on the responsibility of a covenant of marriage. Other men may contend that she's become unhelpful since the covenant was established. But are they not then saying and suggesting that their wife somehow has become unhelpful while under their husbandly ministry of nurture and loving care? The reality of the divine method is that even an apparent unhelpful wife is indeed of great assistance to her husband. As hard as it is in the middle of our greatest trials, we must never forget that our affliction is divinely working for us, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. Or as the Concordant Version says, our afflictions is producing for us a transcendent aeonian burden of glory. When faith grasps this, husbands will, with Paul, be able to be glorying also in afflictions, Romans chapter 5 and verse 3. Glorying in our afflictions is a lesson we must learn repeatedly, and there is no better place to learn it than in the home.